And it was a busy day in sports yesterday, especially in the National Football League, and the weird season continues. First of all, in the final game, was it the final game or was it the second game? Well, anyways, the Buffalo Bills crushed the New Orleans Saints 31-6. Their quarterback, Allen, threw four touchdown passes. Now, of course, New Orleans did not have their top running back, their two top wide receivers, and their starting quarterback. So that really wasn't that big of a surprise. The next game was a mini surprise. The Raiders beat the Cowboys 36-33 in overtime on a field goal that came after a Dallas penalty. So over the years, the Dallas Cowboys have defeated so many teams in the final seconds on field goals and stuff like that. I think it's kind of great that it kind of bit them in the rear end this time. And if it wasn't for that penalty, that field goal would not have been possible. So the Cowboys fall 36-33. And then in what was one of the weirdest ends of the game that I've seen in a long time, this is almost like a Giants game, a bad Giants game. The Chicago Bears kicked away a game-winning field goal with no time left on the clock to win the game, 16-14. Now, how did this happen? Well, the Lions mismanaged their defense and called two timeouts back-to-back. You can't do that in the NFL. The Lions were then penalized for calling timeouts back-to-back, and that continued the Bears on their long 18-play fourth-quarter drive. On third down, the Bears were inching towards the goal line. The Lions were penalized for calling back-to-back timeouts, and they had trouble with too many men being on the field. Andy Dalton converted to the first down. It gave Cairo Santos an easier try for the game-winning field goal. The back-to-back timeouts happened with about 1:54 remaining in the game, and it did lead to the defeat of the Chicago Bears. Just a horrible, horrible ending. There were rumors that the Chicago coach would be fired during the week. After that happened, you never can tell, but it was something that just shouldn't happen. But anyway, so those were the games from last week. Now, what does this do to the standings? Well, it's kind of interesting, actually. If we look at the Bills now, they're tied with New England for first place at 7-4 in the AFC East. It also changed the AFC West a little bit, as the Las Vegas Raiders went to 6-5, so they're only one game behind Kansas City in the AFC West. Now, what did it do in the National Football Conference? Well, interesting. The Cowboys are now 7-4. The Eagles are 5-6, two games back. The Redskins are 4-6, 2.5 games back. And the Giants are 3-7. And they're 3.5 back. Terrible division. Terrible division. That's all you can say. And the Saints, well, it hurt the Saints. The Saints fell to 5-6. They're tied with Carolina at 5-6, behind Tampa Bay, who is 7-3. Now, let us go to the NBA and see what games were played yesterday. As I scroll up, there does not appear to be any games played yesterday. Today, you have the Knicks taking on the Suns, the Celtics taking on the Spurs. Tomorrow, the Knicks take on the Hawks, the Nets take on the Suns, and Sunday, the Celtics take on the Raptors. All right, that's in the NBA. Let's take a look at some action that was in the National Hockey League yesterday. See if there were games yesterday. I think there were. I could be wrong. Nope. No games yesterday. So today, the Rangers take on the Bruins, a 1 o'clock in the afternoon game. That should be a fun game to watch. Both those teams are playing well. The Devils take on the Predators at 6 p.m. today. And the Penguins take on the Islanders at 7:30 today. So that is the local action in the National Hockey League. We took a look at the NBA and also took a look at what? The NFL. Now, getting back to the NFL, my goodness gracious, we have games coming up this Sunday. And locally, the games that are available for us to watch, the Jets will be taking on the Texans at 1 o'clock. That game is on CBS. Also locally, I do believe the Giants are playing. I forget who they're playing because they already had their bye week. Let's see here. Boom, 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 boom. The Patriots take on the Titans at 1 o'clock on CBS. The Giants aren't playing this week? Sure they are. Maybe not. I'm looking here and I don't see it. Oh, well. Let's go this way here. I'm going to do this. I know the Giants already had their bye for the weekend. Okay, yeah, the Giants are taking on the Eagles at 1 o'clock on Sunday. I can see 3-8. I can see 3-8. Well, that is a check on sports, or rather, shoddy delivery of sports this morning. I am sorry. Here on Robin Hood Radio.